Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, Episode 1121, for Wednesday, August 12th, 2026. This is the GTS Distribution Edition. It is for July of 2026. We haven't done a June one, because, once again, they've neglected to update their list. So, we're skipping directly from May to July. At number 10 is Root by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games. This is Root's 28th appearance in the top 10, and it jumps from number 21 in May, an 11-position climb. The last time it was in the top 10 was back in January. We do have one other holdover and one other returning game. Otherwise, it's just a slew of debuts. Debuting at number 9, The Gang, More Players, by John Cooper and Corey Heath, published by Cosmos. Debuting at number 8, Exit the Game, Advent Calendar, The Magic of Christmas, by Emily Inca and Marcus Brandt, published by Cosmos Games. No, I don't really have a strong sense of why that would be on the July list, unless, like last time, on the May list, we talked about how there were several games there that debuted, that were placed highly and kind of were a little older. And this one was released in, well, I don't know, I guess it was just released last year. Maybe it's just making it to the States. Debuting at number 7, Flip 7, National Parks, by Eric Olson, published by The Op Games. The original version of the game steps up a spot to number 6. That, of course, is Flip 7, by the same designer and publisher, the 9th appearance in the top 10 for Flip 7. And then another reimplementation of the game is at number 5, a debut there, Flip 7 Liquid Death. Again, same designer and publisher. Our re-entry returns since for the first time since December, charting for just the third time at number 4 is Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games. Debuting at number 3, Wondrous Creatures, Winterfall, by Jaewoo Bang, C.W. Yeom, and Gunho Kim, published by Bad Comet. Debuting at number 2, One Piece, Escape from Egghead, by Caroline Klimek, published by Kess Company. And debuting at number 1 is another reimplementation of Flip 7, Flip 7 With a Vengeance, by Eric Olson and Alyssa Swatek, published by The Op Games. That is your top 10 according to units sold, which is why you see some pretty small games doing well here, like all the Flip 7 games and the Gang expansion. Well, what if we look at the revenue list? There, the number 10 game is Flip 7 With a Vengeance. So that's pretty good, because Flip 7, all these months that it's been sitting up here in the top 10, is frequently not even showing up in the top 25 for revenue. So the fact that this was all the way up at number 10 for revenue means I think it was number 1 by a lot with units moved. Wingspan, which otherwise was not here, right, was down at number 17 for units, is up at number 9 for revenue. Exit the Game, the Advent Calendar, repeats at number 8 on both lists. Stardew Valley, the board game, improves from 14 for units to 7 for revenue. And in a similar fashion, 7 positions better at number 6 is Wondrous Creatures. Root does 5 positions better, from number 10 on units to number 5 for revenue, but doing quite a lot better. The number 19 units game is 4 for revenue. That is Legendary, a DC deck-building game. Wondrous Creatures Winterfall is 3 on both lists. The One Piece game is number 2 on both lists. And improving 3 positions to capture the top of the revenue list is Slay the Spire, the board game. So, your July 26 GTS Distribution Edition is, number 1 is Flip 7 With a Vengeance for units, and Slay the Spire, the board game, for revenue. For Wednesday, August 12th, 2026.